pick, and the Lord supplies it. Pastor Long is traveling back, I believe, from a conference. And, he asked me 39 weeks ago if I would pray. No, he didn't. I did know ahead of time for this one, but that's all right. Kids, we're going to be looking at a cartoon up here tonight, and you came for that. All right. And really didn't know what the Lord would have me to bring, and I was praying because I've been really excited about what I've been doing with Sunday school and studying the prophets. And I have one of the prophets up here. Does anybody think they might not? And you can't say it, Mrs. Henderson, who that is. She's the only one that knows who this is. This is an Old Testament prophet. All right. He is a minor prophet. Mike, what is it? Haggai. Yeah, because you're looking at my screen. All right, he's hugging an eye. That's right, he's hugging an eye. And I'll tell you a little bit about this, and then we're gonna read the whole book of Haggai. All right, we are. And I'm going to preach all the way through it. I have a little devotion to go with it. But let me give you a little bit of background here in this particular minor prophet. Why does God put these prophets in the Bible? Well, what's this fellow doing? He's hugging a big letter I. So must be the prophet. Haggai, or Haggai, that's his name. He's on his way to someplace. Where is that? Kids, what do you think that is? It's in the Old Testament. It's a very special place where God had his people go. The temple, yes. The temple. Now, Haggai was one of the prophets who prophesied, all right, during what is called the return of the Israelites. And the key word of this is temple. So if you think of Haggai, it's all about the temple. Having just returned from exile in Babylon, the people are confronted by a heartbreaking sight. Nebuchadnezzar had made shambles of the city. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was that great king who drug away all of the Israelites. And they were in, and my Sunday school class knows this, and they say they were in captivity for how many years? 70 years. Yes, they're in captivity for 70 years. But God gave a promise, and that's what I want to give to you tonight, the promise that Haggai, because in the midst of rebuilding the temple, now we're in the middle of that in our Sunday school class, but in the midst of that, for 16 years, the Jews decided to ignore God's plans and not to finish the temple, the unfinished temple, to pursue the personal prosperity. What they said is that we can't do it, we can't do it, we can't do it, let's do something else. And the devotional is a little bit about that. And that is, sometimes we get so wrapped up in ourselves and doing stuff, and, well, it's just not happening, I'll go do something else. And yet God has given to us a real, real important task, and that's to build the kingdom of God through the church of Jesus Christ. Now, this has taken place many, many years ago. The book of Haggai. So take your Bible and go to the book of Haggai. Can you find it? Hurry up. Go, go, go. Old Testament, it's near the end of the Old Testament. You have it? Okay. How many chapters is it? Two chapters. All right. just two chapters of it. And I was, I'll tell you, I was looking for what God would have me to bring tonight. And I thought, I'm doing this study in the Old Testament. I need to find something. And so I read all the way through the book of Haggai. And then I opened up one of my files and message files, and I found this, the book of Haggai. It's a devotional all about it. It's already done for me, and so I'm going to be reading some of that. Let's take a look at Haggai and take a look at this. All right. I'm going to make some comments as we get down through here, so we'll take a look at this. All right. Now, here is a guy by the name of Darius, or Darius, the king, verse number 1, in the sixth month, in the word of the Lord, all right, the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto, there's my favorite guy in all of the Bible, Zerubbabel. There he is. I love him. All right. The son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came forth the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, it is the time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie wait. Now I'll make some exclamations about that. Now therefore, and here's the word, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. This is a prophet, and he is speaking to the children of Israel who went back. They had been given a decree by a guy by the name of Cyrus, and he tells them to go back and to rebuild the walls of, rebuild the temple. And in the midst of all of that, there were some people who were known as the Samaritans, and they decided that we're going to stop them from doing that. And it was all orchestrated by somebody who stands in the way of God's people all of the time and says no when you go to do something. Our adversary, the devil. He stands in our way and he says, you can't do that. And we get all upset, and so we so oftentimes get upset and just, well, I'll just go do something else. Matter of fact, all the money that we put into this, I'm going to put it into something else. And that's what the children of Israel did. And so Haggai knew what God wanted to happen. And so he is prophesying while these people, and he's sending a letter. Can you imagine that you get a letter from a prophet, and the prophet names you in that letter? And that's what happened here in Haggai, and he names this man Zerubbabel. And by the way, there were three groups of people who went back. Zerubbabel took a group, Ezra took a group, and the last one took was Nehemiah, and to rebuild Jerusalem. Why? Well, because God had told them, I have a work for you to do. You need to get busy at doing this. And the children of Israel got all mixed up, and they decided, we're going to go off and we're going to do our own thing. And they decided to get involved in sin, basically what it was, away from the Lord. And God said, if you do that, you are going to be taken away. And Isaiah prophesied this, Jeremiah prophesied this. For 70 years, you're going to go into captivity, and you can think about that for 70 years. Guess what happened? In 70 years, a whole generation died, and they had to think about that. And so finally, they are coming back. The book of Haggai is that prophecy. It's really encouraging as you read down through here, all right? And the author of this says that he began reading the little book of Haggai and he began to study it, all right? And they experienced three distinct periods. Now, the distinct periods of Israel was this. First of all, God had told them to do something, and because God had told them to do something, there was the northern tribes and the southern tribes of Israel, And so the first period after all of this is taking place is divided. So they divided the northern tribes in Judah and a divided kingdom. All right, the breaking up of Solomon's idolatry. Now this wonderful temple that you're seeing up here, this wonderful temple was built by Solomon. You can read all about how wonderful Solomon's temple was built and the glories of it. Matter of fact, Solomon had imported thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds of gold, and you can read all about it. But when God said, you're not doing the right thing, he allowed Babylon's Nebuchadnezzar to come in. And through that, they destroyed all of that work. And the nation of Israel were in such demise over this, they didn't know what to do. Fast forward several years. Cyrus gives a decree, and they are to go back. And that's what we're studying in our Sunday school class. And therefore, in the midst of that, in chapter 4 in the book of Ezra, they come to a point when they've got the altar built and everything is ready and everything is... And all of a sudden, Satan puts some things in their pathway and they shut it down. And the work stops. Now, here is where we pick it up, because here is Haggai, and he's trying to encourage them. Folks, that's what we need. You ever get weary and well-doing when you're doing something and you think, we're never ever going to get this done. What's this going to happen? How is this going to happen? That's kind of this encouragement. And so Haggai begins this way, and he begins to prophesy. And he says in verse number 4, now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much, bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye have not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that eateth wages earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Now that's very, very important. He's saying you're heaping all this stuff, and you're putting it there, but you're putting it into a bag, and all the money's going to fall out of it. And basically, there's a visual of the very fact that these people were doing something that really, really, at that point, wasn't going to last, because they were going to build it for themselves. Notice what he says in verse 7, and I love this. When you read the prophets, and you'll see this from time and time, thus saith what? The Lord of hosts, and again he says, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain, bring wood, and bring the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye looked much for much, and lo, it came to little, and when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why or wherefore, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man to his own house. And basically what they were doing, and this is Haggai, he's seeing this happening, and they're building their own houses rather than God's house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, which is there, that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon the men, and upon the cattle, and upon all the labor of the hands. And then he says, then Zerubbabel hears this prophecy, and he hears this. And the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent them, and the people did what? Fear before the Lord. Folks, that's exactly what happened. When a prophet speaks, now in the Old Testament, a prophet was that who actually knew what was going to take place, and he therefore was telling them, foretelling what was going to take place in the future, and he was telling them exactly what was going to take place. Folks, we have prophets today. The modern day prophets are called preachers. And they're taking the word of God, which has already been spoken, and giving it to us. Our pastor does that from week in and week out. And basically he shouts, you need to listen up. And some preachers do that. Our pastor doesn't do that sometimes. But that's basically what he does. And the people listened. Notice what happened. Then spake Haggai the prophet, all right, to the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am, here's that great message, I am what? With you, saith the Lord. In the New Testament, the Bible says, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, saith the Lord. That's the same message. God says, I'll never leave you. And that's exactly what had taken place. All right. And then the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, and the son of Josedech, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came, they did in the work of the house of the Lord, their God, in the 24th day of the 6th month, and the 2nd year of Darius the king. Now, you can actually go back to the book of Ezra. We're not going to go there. But in chapter number 5, when you get to the book of Ezra, they are building, and it does, they do that, and they are encouraged to do this. For 16 years, they sat still. What would happen after 16 years if you're sitting still? No sooner had the foundation of the temple been laid, the opposition of the Samaritans for 16 years, all right, they started and stopped, they started and they stopped, and now they were stuck. They had adjusted to an accepted life of limited obedience to God. Basically, when we sit back and stop, we're saying no. And that's what happened. And that's why God brought these prophets. Now, there's another really exciting prophet who also prophesied during this time. His name is Zechariah. If you take your Bible and just turn 2 pages, you'll see the name Zechariah. Now, for 14 chapters, he prophesies and tells them that the greatest leader, the greatest king, the greatest person is going to inhabit Jerusalem, and his name is the Messiah. And that's what the children of Israel needed to know about. And so, if we go on, let's continue on. And in the 7th month and in the 20th day, back in chapter 2, the word of the Lord, the prophet Haggai, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel and Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and the residue of the people, saying, residue just means the rest of the people, who are left among you, saw this house in her first glory, and how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes comparison of nothing? Basically, it's a vision. That's what he's talking about. These people were able to see. Can you see with a vision tonight what God wants to do in your life? Can you see with a vision what God wants to do in this church, through our young people, through this summer? Through Vacation Bible School, God wants us to catch that vision and to see that. And Haggai was seeing the children of Israel all off. And so they needed that. What are we talking about? Really about revival. That's why we have evangelists come through, and God has gifted the church with evangelists to come in. Because they see, they have a vision ahead of what's happening. So Haggai was one of those guys, and he did that. All right. Now, verse number 4. Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua and Josedech, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and the work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Isaiah would tell that as well. And so we hear that time and time again. This is exactly what Zerubbabel was hearing from this prophet. According to the word of the Lord that I covenanted, verse 5, with you, when you came out of Egypt, that's the history of it, by my spirit remaineth among you, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once in a very little while I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Now that's a prophecy also looking forward to the future that God is going to shake the heavens. But it's also a shaking of the heavens during that time too, because they saw something in a greater way there. I will shake, and I will fill this house with the glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Chapter 2, verse 10. And in the 24th day, in the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Now, how oftentimes do you hear that? How many times did God's people have to hear, thus saith the Lord? How many times does Pastor Long have to preach and say, did you get this? He repeated it 2 or 3 times. Did you get that? Why? Because we just don't get it sometimes. We sometimes just don't get it. I don't get it sometimes. And sometimes it just takes on and on, and that's exactly what happened here. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, this is what happened. If you bear holy flesh into the skirt of the garment, with the skirt do not touch bread and the pottage, and this is talking about sin, all right, wine or oil or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, no, if you're touching and you're involved in something, it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. So he's warning them, and he's giving them an example. Then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by the dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. And you can go into the New Testament and talking about sin and the things that took place. And you can go to the book of Jonah, the prophet there, and you can see exactly what took place there. Time and time and time again. Then answered Haggai and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord, and so is every work in their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. What a reproach. He's saying to the people of Israel, he's saying to them, he's saying to us, if you have unclean hands, that it's not going to happen. You need to get those things cleaned and right. Verse number 15. Now I pray you consider from this day forward, and there's his word consider, from before a stone was laid upon stone, the temple of the Lord, since those days were, and once in the heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the press vat, for to draw out the 50 vessels out of the press, but they were 20, he's giving an illustration. And I smote you with a blasting and of the mildew and all the hail and all the labors of your hands, yet ye turn not to me, saith the Lord. That's exactly what took place. He said, folks, you got a visual illustration of that. You know, they completely obliterated your temple. That temple that you see up there was absolutely laid to ruins. And why? Because God had prophesied that that would take place, and yet he never forgot. God never forgets. He never forgets you. He gives us a task to do. The Bible says this, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Fast forward to the New Testament period of time. This prophecy is fulfilled. The New Testament period of time in which we now live, God has placed the church at the forefront. You and I at the forefront. We are the program of God right now. The temple certainly will be built again. And we will see the glory of that temple someday. And that's what Zechariah talks about as he prophesies, because the coming Messiah will walk into Jerusalem. And when he does that, 1,000 years of temple worship will once again be inaugurated, and things will take place in Jerusalem, and all of Israel will stand and see, thus saith the Lord. Let's finish this. And now I pray you consider from this day upward and from stone, all right, since the days were, verse 16, came a heap, I read that, all right, I smote you with a blasting, I read that. Consider now from this day and from upward and from fourscore and 20th day of the ninth month, and from the day of the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet in the vine, and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree hath not brought forth from this day. And he ends this, will I bless you. God says that. Verse number 20. And again the word of the Lord came to Haggai in the 4th and 20th day of the month. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow thine kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen. You go to the book of Revelation, and you read about who wins. Yeah, we do. All right, God wins. And this is exactly what he's saying. I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and the riders will come down, every one by sword of their brother. And that day, saith the Lord of hosts, I will take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, and son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and I will make thee a signet, and I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. What did he say? He said, listen, Zerubbabel, I've chosen you to be a signet. He's chosen the church. He's chosen you and I to be a signet. What's that? A signal. I broadcast to the world. Basically, that's it. You see, the church will never, ever, ever be destroyed. Ever. God has placed it there, and you and I are a part of it. All right? The children of Israel at that point thought, this is over. It's done. We're never going to get back to Jerusalem. We're never going to get back to our homeland. 1948 took place. And many scholars believe that when the nation of Israel was once again brought to a country, that was a fulfillment of prophecy. It is not a complete fulfillment of prophecy, because that will take place. Absolutely. God has never forsaken his people, and he will not forsake us. Let me read just one more thing here quick and see how far I can get here. There are a number of reasons why they stuck in their state of inactivity, the children of Israel. A lot of reasons that you get stuck in doing that. Number one was fear. They could have been stuck in fear. All right? What if we start and the greater opposition result, what are we going to lose? Perhaps they were stuck in confusion. All that sort of stuff was going on. Satan is a great confuser. He will try to do that. They could have been stuck, and this is one of the big things, in apathy. Oh, well, so what? Perhaps they were stuck in greed or laziness. Well, look what we've amassed. Man, this is all of that. I would take an incredible amount of effort in the years of sacrifice above all the rubble to cut the timber, fashioned building materials. You realize when they came back to Jerusalem, all right, and God said, and they loaded up and they brought all of the stuff to build the temple, because God had said, build the temple. And you know what they did? They got to that point and got the opposition. They took that, all that stuff that they were building, and they put it into their own homes. And then Haggai is doing this prophecy, and he's saying to them, listen, we've got work to do. Or maybe they were stuck in this one, and that was called discouragement. That was called discouragement. Well, what's my most common stuck factor? Fear, confusion, apathy, greed, laziness, discouragement, other? When was the last time you started over and renewed in obedience to Christ? Haggai says, consider your ways. Take a look at inside. Look at what you're doing. Look at what I'm doing. Look at your life. We need to look at ourselves. Consider our ways. Maybe this is the summer for us to consider our ways. I don't know. But God chose Haggai and Zechariah. And I'll tell you what, you go to the book of Ezra, and they built the temple. They did. And it was completed because they obeyed the Lord. They listened to what the prophet said. He encouraged them, and he said, thus saith the Lord, consider your ways. I told you I'd get through Haggai. We got through it. All right? All right. Come to Sunday school.